Well, let's kick off with some news from the ocean world. And if you've ever tried to have a conversation in a crowded bar, chances are you'll have ended up shouting yourself hoarse to be heard over the din. Well, it turns out that whales do something similar. And just like people, if things get too noisy, they may end up just giving up talking altogether. But unlike people, they probably don't just head for the dance floor. Susan Parks from Penn State University led a team who tagged 14 North Atlantic right whales in the Bay of Fundy in Canada, and they put acoustic tags on them that recorded all their calls as well as background noises. Well, they found that at times when background noise was louder, probably because of commercial shipping activity nearby, individual lone whales called at a greater intensity. That's essentially with more energy, strongly suggesting that the whales were trying to make sure that they were heard over the noise. And we already know that birds and primates do similar things when things get noisy around them as well. Well, shouting louder isn't necessarily a great idea for whales. It takes more energy and it makes them more likely to be heard by predators. And those important messages that they're trying to communicate could get mixed up. And ultimately, whales may not be able to hear each other, at least not over such long distances. Well, Sarah, do you know why they're called right whales?
I actually don't. I have no idea.
Well, it's a little bit sad, actually, but supposedly, in the times when whale hunting was all the rage, these were the right whales to hunt. They're full of blubber, and they float after they've been harpooned instead of diving down deep, and where they're difficult to retrieve. So the upshot is that these whales were almost hunted to extinction. Now, this study has really important implications for the conservation efforts of remaining right whales. The calls that the team studied are called up calls, and these are picked up on automated sound recorders that are set up in the sea, and they give us an estimate of how many whales there are in a particular area. And that provides crucial data for population monitoring. So if the whales are changing their calls when the waters get noisy, it could mean that these automated whale detectors are actually inaccurate. So it's a really important finding, not only because it provides yet more evidence that marine mammals could fare badly as the oceans get noisier, but because we may have to look again at the ways we use to work out how many of them there are left.
Well, I've definitely had the sore throat the morning after the night before after having shouted in a crowded bar. It's not pleasant.